What is going on, everybody? It's your boy, Brent Mukai. I still do not feel comfortable saying it's your boy. I still feel like I say that like somebody who's trying to be cool. But what's going on, everybody? Welcome. It's me, Brent Mukai, voice actor, improv trainer, entertainer. Yes, it rhymes. Those are the three things I do full time. I'm happy. I'm stoked. What's going on, all you Brentologists, all of you League of Extraordinary Brentlemen, all you Mukuleles out there? Ramen Hero, what's going on, dude? We're all talking about how the fact my bot on Twitch went down. If you are watching on Facebook, you want to follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Brent Mukai. That's for my friend Vanessa Di Galicia. I don't know if I'm saying that right. I hope so. It's your boy. Let me just say, if you are following me on Twitch, please go check out Vanessa. I go way back with this girl, like college times, like 18, 19 year old Brent, just still figuring out life. She is like a streamer. She is a legit streamer, and she's really good, really fun. She plays a lot of fun games. You still playing Monster Hunter? By the way, you can follow her at XO, like hugs and kisses, XO Fruitcake OX. So XO Fruitcake OX, please go follow her. She's a whole lot of fun if you're looking for somebody who plays video games. Cool. Good deal. Hey, thanks for the follow. Thanks for the follow, dude. Appreciate it. Well, shit's getting real, LOL. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it, man. Spend forever typing with mouse, message ignored. What? I'm sorry, man. Did I ignore your message? I competed in a singing contest last night. I aced the singing. I aced the performance. I aced the crowd reaction. I aced the song choice. The audience loved me, wanted me to win. I didn't. They gave it to terrible novices because they brought a ton of friends. I was the only pro there. It's frustrating. Man, you can't. I can relate to that 100%. I can relate to that 100%. In the comedy world, they always hold these competitions. And it's whoever, you know, these competitions, it's really whoever brings the most people in the crowd. That's it. Every once in a while, because I would bring nobody to the crowds. I would bring nobody and I would never win for that reason. But one time I got the entire audience on my side. And even though they had come for other people, they cheered for me. And the group of cheering people was so much that it beat out everybody's individuals. And I won a competition where I brought nobody. That's the one time. So every other time, guess who lost every time? The guy who didn't bring anybody. Haha, hate to tell you, honey, but you never get it all figured out. That's how life works. Exactly. What if Brent's boy is secretly Skynet? My boy bot. The Brent boy bot. Ramen Hero, it's nice to see you again. Why is XO hugs and kisses? Is the X like arms crossed and the O an open mouth? The world is crazy. I never thought of that. Oh my God, I never thought of that before. X's and O's. You're like, kiss. Who's kissing like that? Who's like, oh, oh. Can you imagine? I would love to just do a very serious scene, like a very serious movie scene, but then the kiss comes out and it's just like, oh, oh. It's just like way too much. It's actually a hug in a butthole. Oh, XO. Oh, Vanessa, that's hilarious, dude. It's too fucking funny. X is kisses, though? Why is X kisses? That doesn't make any sense. Kelly? What's going on? What's going on with this? Anyways, got a lot to report on. You might have noticed I didn't stream last Saturday like I was talking about. The only reason I didn't was because I was in Los Angeles. I was in Los Angeles, California, with my girlfriend, and it was a fun time. It's a fun time. Sketchy Airbnb. First of all, get to the B&B. I'm thinking, okay, cool. You know, we got it at a good, decent, real nice price. It's Airbnb. As we're walking in, there's a cop, like legit, stopped car in the middle of the road, standing outside of his car. Then there's a dude in the driveway next to the Airbnb parked and another dude talking to him. And they're just like talking back and forth through the rolled window, right? And as he goes through, And the cop's just looking at them, and they're, of course, looking at the cop, and I don't know if there's about to be a fucking shootout. Then the cop goes to his trunk, opens some shit up, and the car fucking starts pulling out, and the guy starts just walking into his driveway. As me and my girl are just, like, walking by with our fucking, with her suitcase and my fucking duffel bag, or my backpack, because I didn't bring a duffel bag, because it was, we were there for, like, two days, so it was like, okay. Man, that was, it was scary. That was a weird way to start. And then, very creaky, very, like, it had, like, code locks. So, like, every time we'd unlock the door, we'd close the door, and then the lock would go, and it sounded like someone was trying to get into our room. It was really crazy. Hey, thanks for the host, Aroni. Appreciate it. So that was a weird way to start. Well, I guess that wasn't the start. We did hang out in California for a while, but they had an applause meter, and I maxed it out for like a minute, but they still screwed me. Sorry to hear that, brother. That sucks. Ugh. Ugh. Yeah. I mean, what can you do, man? You can. There's not much you can do. If people are going to be assholes, people are going to be assholes. You just know that whole thing's rigged. And it's, I mean, I definitely know comedy competitions that are sort of like, I mean, you know, when I say comedy competitions, I mean, you go to the bar and it's just like, okay. There's one, you know, there's like 15 people in the crowd, and the guy who's been doing it for like 3 weeks brought, you know, 12 of those people. It's like, you know, and then even if not, you're going to give it to that guy so he keeps coming back to your place. And yeah, I get it. Need to add you to my auto host list. Well, thank you, dude. Yeah, we should. Yeah. Let's go and talk and I don't know. Let's just catch up. I feel like I ran into you at SabaCon, like what? Like that was like a year or two ago. But dude, yeah, we need to chill and get back in. And it's crazy because I did something today that I was talking about last week. But like I went and played some ping pong, baby. Oh snaps! This is my paddle. This right here. Just bought this paddle. Oh shit! Look, it's like I can. It's like it turns green for some reason with the color and it, you see through it. Anyways, just bought a new paddle off of eBay, baby. It's about to be on. It's about to be real. You see the way I'm holding this paddle too? This is some real, oh my God, look at that form. Look at that amazingness. Oof. Yeah. That's why I always carry a board with nails with me. Was it a vote by applause type of thing? Maybe. I know. It's been crazy. We both are so busy doing our own thing. Snaps has been forever since I've played the ping of pongs. I know, dude. Ping pong. My favorite. It's based on how many people you brought. Ugh. Well, then that's going to be the thing. Take it easy. Francis, nice seeing you. Thanks for stopping by, man. Dude, I'll see you in another 18 years. Holographic paddle. I know. Data scoop or dat scoop? It's dat scoop or data scoop? Because you're saying it's dat scoop, which I like. Dat scoop? Hey, it's dat scoop. Or data scoop. I'm fine with either one of those. How are you? Data or dat? Data. Ugh. That's just a willing friend competition? Exactly. Data scoop, yeah. Or is it data scoop? I don't, you know, you never know. Anyways, what a way to start. So we get to the Airbnb and it is like, at the front of it, we're just like, oh man, very afraid that I might die. Very afraid. You know, it might have been the scariest moment of my life. Just watching all of the really, really sketchy shit going on with a cop standing outside. And it was great that there's a cop. But the fact that there was only one and that there was, like, guys out. And then he went to his trunk for some reason. And he's just staring these guys down. I was just like, we're about to be taken hostage, man. We're about to be getting hostage taken. I'm about to experience real fear. Man. Don't worry, my mom's had several of those slip-ups lately. She wanted lime in her drink and asked for the lime of wedge. Then, in trying to explain her mess up, she said a wedge of slice. Slip-ups. Fun times. Just wish venues offered paid gigs like they used to. Dude, it's tough. It's tough figuring out the niche nowadays, you know? It's tough. Wedge of slice. Yeah, getting a wedge of slice, you know? So it was nice. Overall, it was very nice. The bed was smaller than we had been told. We had been told it was a queen size bed. I'm not a short guy, and my girl is taller than me. So, anything that's not a queen, like a queen, is even a little small for us. A queen is a little small for us. It is, what up, Thomas? How you doing, bro? Thank you for calling me sexy. It's my glow. It's my ping pong glow. You noticed the glow that I have when I'm glistening from the sweat of competition. The nice heat of the moment. So you almost starred in a real life version of Taken. Basically, except it would have been hard. Taken with me is a very hard scenario because I'm fat. Like, you can't, like, if the girl in Taken, like, if Liam Neeson's daughter had been 5'11 and like 240 pounds, they would have had a very hard time taking that girl. That would have been a great sketch. Taken, but with a fat guy. So they break into the place, and he tries to hide in the bed, and he can't. And then the terrorists come, and like they try to like grab him, and they're just like, "Oh my god!" And then they just leave him. He's too big. Yeah, there is legitimately no way that it's practical for anybody to take my ass. Like, there is nobody. They have these wrestlers come kidnap you, and then the wrestlers are having trouble. They're like all out of breath. I want to help with this sketch, please. Like that one shot short where Winnie the Pooh gets stuck in the rabbit's front door. Yes. And every time that they keep trying to take him out of the room, like, he doesn't fit out of the door. And then they like try to take him out of the window, and he doesn't fit out the window. Like, that's just such a funny I can't make the sketch now, though, because it's like Taken has been not a thing for like, what? When was the last Taken movie? The first Taken movie was like 10 years ago. And then everybody was just like talking about Taken. And then they created so many Taken ripoffs where it's just like, I feel like Taken was like the first movie of a genre that I will call, my dad is a badass action hero. Like the badass action dad movie. Like the dad action movie. That's basically what Taken was. Like, you know what I mean? Blake, what up, dude? How's it going? I have a very particular set of skills. I can eat so much that it makes it difficult for me to be kidnapped. Thomas, that's the one. That's exactly it. Liam Neeson is always relevant. He is, but it's like, I can't. Liam Neeson is more relevant than Taken is. You know, people are talking about how Liam Neeson is in Angry Birds 2. You know, nobody's talking about Taken anymore. I don't know that it would be a relevant sketch, but I like it. I love Liam Neeson, by the way. I mean, Qui-Gon Jinn, thank you. Thank you very much. I didn't learn till like maybe 3 years ago that Liam Neeson was Qui-Gon Jinn. I just never thought about it. Like, as a kid, I didn't care who actors were. I was just like, whoa, this is great. what's up, Moxie? How's it going? Quills, I'm sorry to hear that. Broheim. I think that the best distribution for music of any kind now is internet. And just releasing as much free music as possible to then get people to want to license your music. Like making as much dope shit as possible that people say, oh, you know, I want to, can I use your song for this thing? And all, you know, and then what are your rates for that? There's a kid named Omito, whose hip hop beats I really, really like and enjoy. And I've been listening to him for years because I love his beats. And then now he's like, bang, like he's created so much music that like people, I'm sure he's making a living doing it now. And he's younger than I am. He was like 16 when he started. And I was like, damn, dude, I was like 21. So that makes him, he's like 24 right now. I ain't your Broheim. I'm a Mukaki. What up, Militant Brailer? How you doing? I didn't learn that till 5 seconds ago. Just make some sketches. We will watch them. Okay. I'm going to make some anime dubbing. I'm going to make some anime dubs. Because let's go back. Let's take it back, right? Let's take it back. Let's take it back to the California trip. What did I do? What did I do on this wonderful California trip? Well, my girlfriend was so gracious. She was extremely gracious. Data scoop taken 4. Fuck it, she's too big. That's such an SNL sketch. That's like such a SNL sketch that you get Bobby Moynihan in a wig for. Like that's amazing. Brent SoundCloud of Asian sex noises. I just spent $30 on a 3-minute something song for my company video. I was like, cringe. Support artists. Oh my God, cringe. Things are going well. Worked a bunch last week. Made starting progress on a longtime goal of mine, and I even got a filling redone. So I'm like, damn, dude. There's something so fulfilling about just doing shit that you need to do. And I should know, because I've been not doing a lot of shit that I need to do. You know, like, there's just a ton of shit. That's it. There's a ton of shit to do. And I keep getting more excited. Gosser Goddess, taken 5. Get the crane. Speaking of SNL, I'm going to see Melissa Villaseñor perform tomorrow. Kick ass. I didn't know she was a stand-up. That's cool. I'm taking my very first improv class tonight. Data Scoop, good for you. Go on that learning train, baby. Go on that learning train. I'm teaching a voice acting class tonight. It's going to be lots of fun. I always enjoy it. Always. Always enjoy it. I'm there like almost every single day this week. It is crazy because I was there Sunday. Teaching. I was there Monday for a private class. I did Tuesday for a private and a class that I filled in for somebody. Tonight I'm filling in for somebody. Tomorrow I'm engineering, and then Friday I'm teaching an improv class there. So really the only day that I, and then Sunday I'm back there for another class. The only day this week that I'm not there is Saturday, and I'm so happy. Ooh. Man, oh, man. Oh, I love Pete Holmes, You Made It Weird. I don't listen to it anymore because now I listen to mostly podcasts for, like, business-type stuff, but social media marketing-type stuff. But Pete Holmes was, like, my go-to guy. He was the one who got me into podcasts. I feel you. I've lost most of my gym momentum since work. I'm just so brain-dead after work. Still do weekends, but I want to go more often. Push it. Just push. And know that you'll feel better afterwards, like I do after playing some ping pong. The most regrettable part is I walked in and I was super excited. And this is like this is like a $50-$60 paddle that I got because it's a good beginner intermediate paddle. It's probably more beginner than it is intermediate. For those of you who don't know ping pong, I'll teach you a little bit about ping pong. The three factors of a paddle are speed, spin, and control. And I got a paddle that is more control than it is speed and spin. Because for a beginner, I need more control in the paddle as I'm learning the proper technique on how to do it correctly. And in going through that, I can upgrade to a better paddle next time. But I went in there, played a guy who's, I guess, one of the trainers, and or he was just a very nice guy who was teaching other people stuff. And he's like, can I see your paddle? And I was like, yeah, sure. And he looks at it. He's like, this is your paddle? I'm like, yeah. He's like, this isn't, you're not just borrowing this. I'm like, no, that's mine. I just bought that off eBay. He was like, okay. He didn't say it, but his look was everything. It was very, very funny. He made me laugh. That's a lot of nuts. I just check when I like who he has on. Yeah. I stopped listening to it, so it's kind of like, eh. I'm super behind on my podcast, and you can't listen with kids. Well, if you value having a home and a live kid. If there's something I like in kids, it's them being alive. That's my favorite feature of children. I never imagined there's so much to consider with freaking ping pong. Dude, the people here, hella Chinese people at this club that I'm playing at. Hella Chinese people. And it's like, dude, I don't know if I'm gonna... Because here's the deal. $6, you can go in and play all day. You can go in and play whenever, that whole day for $6. Or you can play anytime you like the whole month and get lessons, 15 to 20 minute lessons on Tuesdays if you are a member. The membership costs $50 a month. And I'm just kind of like, oh, that's a lot for a monthly. That's a good amount. Like, I could just go get like a gym membership, right? Gym memberships will probably run me what, like 40, 50 bucks? It's like just to play ping pong, but I think I'm going to do it because I really fucking like it and it'll be worth it because I did the math. If I go like 9 times, then I've already broken even. More than broken even. So it's like, yeah. Ping pong's about to be a thing again. I want to do stuff that is fun for me. And even like while I was playing ping pong, I remembered how much fun I have even while I'm losing, because I lost so hard. Like, I was losing so fucking bad. Thomas, no, I am not going to Matt's show in LA. After just coming back from Cali, I can't make another trip out there this soon, just for work purposes. But yeah, you don't have to be. I am not in a super hurry for a family, Gossamer Goddess. I will tell you that right now. Most you did with ping pong was some game where you need 4 people minimum. You hit the ball, drop the paddle, and run to the other side. Don't remember the name of that game, though. I don't know. Pong ping? Probably pong ping. But yeah, last episode, I watched some ping pong, and man, is it crazy. Gina, what's going on? How you doing? If you're still here. Oh, man. Accidentally logged out of the chat. On my thing. Hope you're doing well, Gina. Thank you for watching. Thank you for chilling. Hope all is well. So, all else fails, you can just adopt one. So many kids need a home. Yeah. Data Scoop is going to be at Matt's show, Thomas, just to let you know. He is watching on Twitch right now. So, I was talking about dubbing. I went and took a class from a guy who does dubbing. Anime dubbing. He does a shit ton of stuff. He's a full-time voice actor, California dude. He invited me to his home, which was very kind of him, very nice for this lesson, and ran me through some dubbing stuff, some anime dubbing, some just dubbing in general, and he just, man oh man, were the things that he had me consider very, very crazy. It was insane how hard it is to match your mouth, what you're saying. It's a whole nother ball game. Because when you're voice acting for commercials or whatever, you know, you don't have to worry about how I'm saying it. I'm going to say it however I say it, you know. Come on down to McDonald's. We got this. We got that. Cool. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Get some food. But yeah, so it's like this, in this you have to really consider like the shit he was telling me was like, look at the way his mouth is moving, look at the rhythm that this guy talks in. And I was like, what? You are looking at that? And he's like, yeah, dude, I do a good amount of this stuff. And it's like the whole game is, you know, a lot of people can't do this. And a lot of people can't pick up the rhythm as fast as I pick up the rhythm. And I'm like, damn, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, go get some food. Come on down to McDonald's, where right now we have some type of burger and also fries that taste good and salty and crispy, crispy, salty fries, all for the price of another Coke, special Coke products that we use and to give you the best milkshake of your strawberry chocolate mint. Only for a limited time at McDonald's. That is every McDonald's commercial. I just did for you every McDonald's commercial, but I digress. The dubbing, it's like learning how to talk in somebody else's rhythm. That is incredibly difficult. Especially if you're learning on the fly and you're just right there. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, the ice cream machine is broken. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Don't ask us for ice cream. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Exchange currency for foodstuffs. Marble tulips can be treated. Come on down to McDonald's, where we are giving away food as long as you have currency that is matched to the country that of the origin that our McDonald's is located in. Only for a limited time. You pay with the destruction of your colon. Oh, man. Come to the place to get the thing, you fat bastard. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm overweight. I am overweight. But, man, I'm trying not to be. So that's why I'm doing ping pong. I'm considering $50 a month. That's pricey. It's pricey, but for my health and for something like that I laugh at, like I was just getting owned, like straight up, just like killed. Like people were straight up murdering me. Like guys like twice my age were just like hitting that ball and slamming me. Like did not mean for it to come out like that, but that's what they were doing. They were slamming on your boy. Your boy had no answers for them. I'm your boy. To quote JonTron, did I stroke out? Did they stroke out? Someone is stroking out. But yeah, it's funny for me. It's fun to be like, oh my God, that shot was amazing. I can't believe you hit that crazy shot on me. And I just laugh. You didn't gain it in a day. You can't lose it in one either. Keep up the good work, dude. Thank you. Well, smack my ball harder, old man. Marble tulip scoopy tree. My goodness. How naughty. I've never seen such naughty ping pong. So I asked him, like, what do I do? What do I do? Like, what are the steps? What are the things that I should be doing to get better at dubbing? And he was like, practice. Get a video, practice, you know, match the mouth, do all that stuff. And so I was like, okay, cool. I'll do some more dubbing. And I'm gonna take the most popular anime right now, and I'm just gonna dub over it and create content like that. Cause I've been wanting to do that. But now it's like, now there's a reason, because now I wanna get actual practice and actually be good at this shit. So gotta jump in the shower, but I'll set the iPad on the counter so I can still listen. Wait, you can't see my camera, right? Oh, well, guess we'll find out. Ooh, data scoop. Ooh, naughty ping pong just turned into naughty just in general. So I took that class. I took this class. Dude named Michael. Very good. Competitive naked ping pong. That's exactly it, Thomas. It was incredible. It was incredible learning and, you know, demystifying the process. And it's just something I got to work at. That's a small step because dubbing is not a lot of money, but it's like, it's something that seems like fun to me. Anime dubbing is stuff that's like, you know, the rates aren't that good. And like, I could in one day, like I could in maybe 30 minutes, make what would maybe take me a day to do in dubbing just to, give a sort of idea of what that is. But it's one of the things. It's one of the things on my checklist that I want to do. Get a banana hammock with extra girth. Show up to work so he can laugh his butt off. Worst advice he gave. Thanks, Militant Brailler. So I took that class. And then I also took a class with a dude named Brock. Brock Powell. And he is fucking legit. I took a private because I was taking that. I was taking those classes from that woman. I am still in the process of taking classes with that woman, who's a casting director, and, man, oh man, she was right. Cause she, in the middle of it, was like, do you know this guy? I was like, no. She was like, you two would get along. You two would really get along, I think, just as people. And I was like, okay, cool. So I took a private with this dude. Come to find out, this guy's like legit as fuck. Like, I looked him up a little bit beforehand. He is like crazy. Adventure Time indeed, Adamant MTG. And just the fucking coolest guy. Just really the coolest dude of all time. She nailed it. Because the second that we hung out, I was like, this guy's fucking cool. I mean, man, just I just can't. Whoa, Adamant MTG, thank you for being a member of the League of Extraordinary Brentlemen. Did have a blast in LA. Everybody, also go follow my buddy Adamant MTG. He is faux real. And if you like Magic the Gathering or card games in general or strategy games, please go check him out because he knows what he's talking about. Dubbing pays the bills. You work for minimum, but you do it for the love of voicing. You just keep showing up and rolling the dough. I fucking love, and yeah, like dubbing is something I'd get into because I really like anime. I really like doing it, and it seems like fun. And I'd like to go to these conventions and do all this stuff. So, hung out with Brock. He gave me some phenomenal, great advice. Was incredibly kind. He talked about kindness and how it's a part of the business and all that stuff there. And I really enjoyed him. So yeah, I think we're going to be hanging out. I think we're going to be hanging out next time I'm over there. He was like, oh, dude, that's the story? Yeah, just hit me up next time. We'll hang. We'll go hang. I was like, oh, shit, cool. So yeah. Yeah. He was in Mob Psycho recently. He's just in Mob Psycho. So this guy does some dubbing. He doesn't do as much dubbing, but he's in like cartoons and some big video games. Like this dude was in Sekiro, which I played on another stream. Like he was in that new World War Z video game. Like he's been in like Big Hero 6, the series. Like this dude's fucking legit, and he was super cool. So I'm just like, fuck yeah. I looked at him. I was like, this is the dude whose career I want. This dude's got it going on. Kindness. It works for games and streaming too. It does. Kindness is a big thing. Kindness is a big one. And I truly believe that it's like, you know, there's a limit to kindness, I think. I think that there is like, but you need to like the whole thing is I think that if everybody were kind and giving, right, then the world would be a better place. But I think it also behooves us to be kind and giving in our businesses. And that's really what's going to make me stand out as a prospect for people is if, you know, somebody just hit me up the other day who was like, hey, we really need some pickups. Can you do it? And I was like, sure. And I know that they're not going to pay me to do it. And it was very last minute. But I was like, yeah, of course. Of course, because I appreciate you. So I'm going to give you this session, this free session, because you give me a lot of work and continue to. And so, bang. I do believe kindness. No limits to kindness. I refuse to believe that. People try to take advantage of you for sure. Kindness doesn't mean you need to be a pushover or naive. Yes, that's the best way of putting it. That's the best way of putting it. There's a difference between being kind and being a pushover. There's a difference. And I think that a lot of people believe they're being kind, but are in fact just being pushovers because they don't. It's where the kindness is motivated from. If you want to be, that's the best way of putting it. There's no limit to kindness, but there is a point where kindness turns into you're not being kind anymore. Because a big part of being able to be kind means that you have to be kind to yourself, which means that you can't let people take advantage of you. Right? Sometimes you meet people on their worst day. They might not be a bad person, but just having a bad time. Exactly. And I try to, I do my best to give people the benefit of the doubt. I do my best. I'm not perfect. Sometimes I'm like, that dude was an asshole. And then I meet him again and I'm like, oh, maybe he was just tired or something. Or maybe I was tired. Or maybe, you know, there's so many fucking things. I don't want to sit here and be like, I think everybody's amazing all the time. I try. This is a try for me. Because kindness is, I think kindness is in my bones. I think it is. I think a giving nature is in my bones. But it still doesn't mean that it's easy. You greenish shirt is like you're transporting to the USS Enterprise. I know. I know you're a good guy, Brent. Thank you, Gossamer Goddess. I try. That's all. That's all. That's all. I try to be a genuine and good person. That's it. I just try to be honest. I try to be a good person. Like, I think that that's the way to win anything. Honestly, I think that that is always going to be the way. Positivity, you know, doing your best, like, you know, working at what you can work at, because there's certain things I can't work at. You know, I can't go and take classes every single day, but after this podcast is over, I can look up all of the names of people that I got from these two wonderful gentlemen who gave me classes and see if I can book privates with these other people that are hirers and get on their radar, right? Had a class today with another dude remotely. I tried to squeeze him into when I went to LA, but he does remote lessons. So he, we couldn't book it while I was out there. So I met with him today through my studio, and he just said some very incredibly kind things. And he's very, very intuitive. He was talking to me about wants and things that I want. Like, he knew that they were things that I want, and they definitely were things that I want. He was like, I see you being on, like, the convention circuit and going to, like, Comic-Con, but you're, like, the guy on the panel. He's like, I see you there. I see that. He was saying that to me, and I was like, wow, that's, like, exactly the type of shit I want to do. Like, that's a big part of why I want to do the anime stuff, too, is I know it's not going to pay a lot of money, but I'd like to be in the shows and be able to have some influence and meet some fans of the shows and book those cool roles. Like, that's what I want to fucking do. You try, Brent, and you succeed. Thanks, Nerdy Demon Nikki. I think I succeed more than I fail. I think it's like 51-49. That will take you far. So many people in the business are considered mean, but you seem legit nice and people will remember that. Yeah, and you know, I gravitate towards a lot of those people, and a lot of those people are super, a lot of people in the voiceover business are very kind, very cool people. So I'm a big fan. My dog loves Brent so much. That is all anyone needs to know if you're wondering if Brent is a good person. Well, that's good. Tell Max I say hi. I miss him. He's my favorite. He's the lickiest dog of all time. Also, if you're a nice fan, we'll remember and follow you to new projects. Oh, that's a great emoji, dude. That's a fun emoji. I wanna do more. I wanna teach more, and I wanna be able to inspire people with, like, a cool story. You know, somebody was like, I didn't grow up in any of this. I didn't grow up in any of this. I worked my ass off. I'm here. If you're willing to work at something, you can fucking do it. That's what I truly believe. Like, some people might have more upfront success because they're smarter in some ways, or they have talent in a lot of different ways. But I don't necessarily think I'm the most talented. I think that I was lucky that I have a good personality for this type of work. And I just worked a lot at improv because I wasn't good at it at first. I really, really, really was not good at improv. Like, I was okay. I understood an audience and I really wanted to please an audience, right? But I didn't make great choices. To this day, I'm not phenomenal. I'm really fucking good, but I'm not going to go down as, like, the best improviser of all time. I just know. Like, my skill in that has reached like, you know, I'm still training, by the way, because I want to achieve that, but maybe I won't. Maybe I won't ever be the greatest improviser of all time, but that doesn't matter. Like, the fact that I'm still training and still, you know, trying to fucking do it and learn as much as I can, for me, the learning is the most fun. The learning is as much fun as the doing. And that's when I figured out that this is what I wanted to do. Because for me, improv, voice acting, learning it, business, learning the shit is just as fun as doing the shit to me. And I just nerd out with people. So it was very cool. This dude who was very, his name's Everett. He's very, he's come by and said hi on the podcast a couple times, which was incredibly nice of him. But I took this class with him yesterday morning, and he was very encouraging because I know he's not the type of dude who bullshits people, but I mean, he said along the lines of like, dude, he basically was like, you're going to be there. You're going to be there. If you do everything right, you're going to be there, but do everything right and don't rush this. To which in my brain, I'm like, perfect. Perfect. Because I think that the way that I am and the way that I talk and the way that people perceive me, it seems like I'm just impatient and I want everything to happen now. And there's a part of me that is, where I'm like, okay, fuck, yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to happen soon. I'm gonna fucking do it. Bang. Right? And through experience and through everything that I've done, I've really learned that the secret is patience. And I've seriously figured out that, like, oh, right, like, calm the fuck down, like, is a big part of it. So I think he saw me, and on the surface, I can seem extremely impatient and like, boom, oh. But I think those of you who have listened to this podcast for a while and have heard me speak and talk know that when I talk, I'm talking about things like, like, I feel like 10 years from now, I could be doing something, right? Awesomer Goddess. I used to be such a huge David Duchovny fan, and he seemed to just hate his fans at one point, so I don't watch anything of his anymore. I watched some horrible films to support him, too. Oh, yeah, I mean, you gotta, that's the thing. I think a lot of people love it for the art and don't necessarily love people or don't know what fame is going to bring, you know. Gotta agree with Awesomer Goddess. The whole deal with the podcast and your advice is awesome. And another recent story is Derek from RHPC answered a DM where I asked for more tips on starting dance. Those are the memories that stick and make me want to support people even more. Yeah. I think it's the people who get into it for the right reasons, right? David Duchovny, I mean, that's, you know, who am I to know how he treats the fans really? Or, you know, I know nothing about him, but it's like, I think some people get into it and they love the craft, but then don't love the fame and don't love the attention. I can say this now, and I don't know what that's going to be like, because even Everett was like, you know, you might reach a day where you're like, should I go to the grocery store? Oh no, I don't want to be recognized by anybody, and I don't want to be bothered, and I hope that day never comes. Dipping out. Catch y'all later. Keep up that trademark Brent charm. Thanks, Marble Tulip Scoopy Tree. Mwah. Love you. Give you some Brent kisses here. Thanks for stopping by. The kisses. It's for you. In anything you do, passion and a good support system behind you helps a lot. Exactly. I'm nothing. I'm nothing without the support of the people behind me. I'm nothing. It's completely right. Well, you would have been a little guy when he was a big deal. Yeah. I was like a teen and young adult when he was. Yeah. Duchovny was great. X-Files, I loved that show. It was fun. It was great. I even liked the spinoff, but yeah. Isn't it crazy, Brent, that we all pursue this idea of perfection and feel we fall short, when the reality is most of us might be better than average, but not top 5%. How does one maintain motivation when that truth is realized? No, well, that's the best question for sure. Let me read it one more time. When the reality is we all pursue this idea of perfection and we feel we fall short, when the reality is most of us might be better than average, but not top 5%. How does one maintain motivation when that truth is realized? That's why it's so important to do something that you have fun with. To do something where it doesn't matter if you ever are the top 5%, you have fun chasing and attaining and learning, and you love the process of trying to become a part of that 5%. Because I don't know. I don't know if I could be a Frank Welker or a Bob Bergen or any of the most John DiMaggio or Billy West and all of these wonderful people. I don't know if I bring that. I don't know that I bring anything different. I just don't know. Can I be one of the top guys? I think so. Top 5%, though? I don't know. I don't know. But here's the thing. Even if I'm not the top 5%, if I never win an Academy Award, I just want to fucking play. I just want to be in it. I just want to be in the field and compete with those motherfuckers. And every once in a while, they're gonna fucking be there, and they're gonna be like, "Yo, we won the role 9 times out of 10. That 1 time out of 10 that I win it, that's worth it." And even the pursuit of the ten times, even though I lose 9 of them, that pursuit is the fun part to me because I'm only growing. So it's like I'm in love with the growth of it. That's why I never got into drums, you know, or singing there's all these things that I thought that I wanted to do. And there's a difference, right? I'd see people doing it and I'd be like, "Wow, that looks like fun. I wish I could do that." Right? Even ping pong in a way. Right? So it's like some of the 99% of the things in my life that I thought, "I want to do that. I want to do that." I didn't actually like doing it. I just liked the idea of already being good at it. Same with like karate. I wanted to be really fucking good at karate and be able to do like Jackie Chan type shit. I hated the pursuit and actually doing karate. So at a young age, I started, and drums too. I would watch these amazing drummers and be like, "Oh my God, I wish I could fucking do that." You know, these guys have been playing for forever. And then I'd have to go learn the basics and the rudiments and all this other shit. And it wasn't exciting to me to learn. It wasn't exciting to me. I was just like, "Oh, I hate this." I was like, it's fun being in the band and doing the gigs and, you know, doing some fun little things. But it's like my whole, you also have the best answers. Thank you. No one stays on top. There will always be someone come up that will be better. If you go watch old comedy, even if it's great, it won't be like that now. Comedy builds, right? Comedy constantly changes. Do I know? Am I related to an exec? No, not at all. Zero. I have zero people in the industry. And in fact, my uncle was like a failed actor. I don't talk about that a lot, but my uncle back in the 70s, 80s was like a failed actor. He went out there and got on some shows. He was a darker skinned Asian man and got on some like real shows. He was like a soldier on MASH. He did what else did he do? He did Airplane 2. He did a bunch of it, but then just didn't figure it out. He just didn't have the strategy to do it. This is from what I've been told. But then that hurt me because then when I was like, I want to do acting stuff. I want to do comedy stuff. It was already like, "Hey, there's a blueprint of people in our family who did that and they failed. So what's going to make you different?" But that whole thing pushed me to say, "Well, I'm going to be better at doing this and I want to work hard at this." And so for me, it was figuring out, man, it was really figuring out what it was that I liked doing and what it was that made me really fucking happy. That's it. I think too many people want to be the Twitch person, right? They want to be like the top Twitch person of all time. But then they get on Twitch and then they realize, I don't like doing this. And then they give up. Or some people get discouraged and actually really like doing it. But it's the people who stick around and really love it, because you keep getting better at it the more that you do it. So it's passion, but more so than passion, because there's a lot of passion. It's a passion towards the actual working at it that's different. And for me, improv is something I will probably be like, I don't know, I will probably be 85 years old going into an improv class of some new style of improv or some new thing, you know, that's come out, and some newfangled way of doing improv. I would fucking love to do that. When I'm 85, and you know, that's the type of shit. Cause I like the thing and I like the people in the thing. And it's just like, I realize how incredibly lucky I am that at a very young age, I figured out something that I really, really love. And I think that's my long ass answer, is like, man, even if you can't be the top 5%, for me, I'm a competitive motherfucker. So I'm always going to be like, I want to be top five. I want to be your top five of whatever, right? But I know that realistically, it's like, a lot of people want that. But you know what? If I'm making a living doing what I fucking love, I'm not going to complain at that at all, because it's something I love. I think it's having the distinction between, do I really love this, and it's fun for me to do it, right? It can get tiring, of course, but like, or am I in love with the idea of what this could be, and I've grown to hate what I'm currently actually doing, right? And that's just different. It's just different. I'm surrounded by people more talented than successful people. Nepotism blows. We do it for passion. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. But what I would say is learning the business side of shit, like marketing, how to market yourself and all that stuff. The guy I always talk about is Gary Vaynerchuk, Gary V. A lot of shit that I talk about and say is straight from him. Mindset, a lot of my mindset and my entrepreneurial spirit have come from Gary V, a combination of Gary V and the people at the studio. That's who I've learned the most from, but yeah. Well, he made a lot farther than most do. They don't get that far. Most just give up. Yeah, my uncle made it far, but from talking to like my grandmother and my dad and like a lot of people, he was mad talented, but wasn't willing to like do the, I mean, and this is what I've heard. So I'm not, this is in no way me judging or anything like that, but this is what I heard, was he was mad talented, went out there, thought he could make it on talent alone, didn't learn all of the other parts that go along with it, like the business side and the professionalism that goes along with it, and you know, how to networking and shaking hands and all that stuff. And so he got somewhat far because, and this is another crazy fucking one. This is another fucking crazy one. I don't know if you guys know who Mako is, the actor, the Asian Japanese actor Mako, but he apparently was like a mentor to my uncle and a family friend. And I only found this out after he died. I was 16 or so. So if you've watched Avatar: The Last Airbender, Uncle Iroh was Mako. Also the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movies, Mako. And it was crazy, because I remember I was visiting my grandmother in Washington State. And I was like, oh, man, I don't know if you've heard of this guy, Grandma, but he, a famous Japanese actor, just died, named Mako. And she was like, Mako? She was like, yeah, he's a family friend. I was like, what? What? She's like, yeah. We know each other. We've been to dinner a couple times and all of that. I was like, and then I was like, oh, my God, this whole time I could have gone and seen Mako, and he's dead. And I'm only finding out we knew him after he's died. What a shitty, whoo. But yeah, like he went out there and got some work, got some good stuff, and then just never wanted to learn the other part of it. Apparently he got a little cocky, is what some of the people have told me. I don't know. I don't fucking know, but like, I get to learn from that, you know? That's why I stay extremely humble. I stay extremely hungry all of the time about learning, and I'm always trying to learn. I'm always trying to learn. I know, Nerdy Diva Nikki. It's nuts, right? It's crazy. Yeah. So, dude, that sucks. Glad your family knew him, but oh man, I wish you could have met him. I know, I would have killed to meet him. He was a staple. He was one of the, I mean, just all time Japanese actors in America, all time. Shelly Evelina, what's going on, lady? How are you doing? Hope you're doing well. Sorry I didn't respond to your email. I got it, and then I got busy and forgot to respond to it, and then you sent me another email, and then I was in class already, and I was like, oh! And then by that point, I was like, I'm not going to send an email the day after being like, sorry, I didn't send an email. So I feel bad. Just know that I feel bad, Shelly. Shelly's on Facebook. Keith. Keith is in Twitch, Shelly. So Keith's over here in Twitch. So I don't know why I'm gesturing like it's two things. I have two screens open, one for Facebook, one for everything else. And yeah, the second you mentioned Iroh, I almost flipped my lid. I know. I had such a connection to that show. I want to work on one of those Avatar shows. You little wanker, you. That's funny. Please forgive me, Shelly. Sorry. Sometimes I just drop that fucking ball. Like, I'll see the email, and I'll be, like, in the middle of replying to it, and then something triggers me, and then I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And then it slips my mind for the rest of the day, and then I'm like, oh, I never sent that email back. Oh, I'm such a boob. Such a boob. Anyways, in conclusion, I will wrap up by saying this. I am so thankful to my girlfriend because she really let me do a lot, even though the trip was really for her. She is, for those of you who have not seen it, she is moving to LA, and I'm going to be still here in Vegas. But then it'll give me a good excuse to travel out there a whole bunch and hang out and whatnot, you know. So I will be going out there more often, which goes in line with, you know, sort of where my goals are aligned to. And if I get Brave Soldier Boy stuck in my head and start crying, it's on you. That's the saddest song. Thanks, Shelly. I love you. And that is a nice backdrop, right? The green screen's killing it. Yeah, my girlfriend really came through for me because I wanted to get some classes while we were out there. I wanted to meet up with some buddies while we were out there, so I met up with some buddies, did the whole thing, and she was more than generous because we were really out there for her, and you know, we got to go and do a lot of that stuff and check out some places. But hey, what's up, Nanea? How you doing? Family in the house right here. So, yeah, me and the girlfriend went out to LA, did the thing, had some fun. I'm stepping closer. I'm keep on stepping closer. And for me, you know, like, I'm just having fun with it. I'm living my life and trying to have as much fun as I possibly can. I think that is my life goal. That is the thing that I want to spread. That is, like, if there was a word that I was to use, that is the word, is fun. It's like my mantra. Are you having fun? Right? And it's because when things get hard and things get tough and I'm tired and I don't want to do anything anymore and I just am like, oh, then I just tell myself, suck it up. You're going to have fun. And then I always do. I always do. Get married already? Nanea, you don't even know that, girlfriend. It's been 3 months, Nanea. Calm down. Calm down. I'm not... I ain't in no rush. I ain't in no rush. Anyway, that's hella a family thing to say. So, when are you getting married? That's so funny. That's a good place. This is a good place to end. Thank you so much for watching this podcast, everybody. I do want to say, if you are watching this on Twitch, if you are not currently following me, or if you're watching this on any platform, you're not currently following me, please go to twitch.tv/BrentMukai. Give me a follow. Come watch me live. Follow my page, my Facebook page on Facebook. Brent Mukai is the page. Come check out all of my stuff. Brent Mukai across all social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, you name it. And the Brent Mukai podcast, if you prefer to listen to these podcasts, you can go to anywhere that you get your podcasts and just subscribe to it. You will get notifications every time a new episode comes out. So thank you so much for joining me. Thanks for keeping up with the fact that my shirt sometimes is see-through and you can see behind me. Bray Shaw, what's going on? How you doing? Bray, hope you're doing good. Wrapping up the podcast now. Give me a follow every single Wednesday and Saturday from now on. Saturdays is going to be the new day, so this coming Saturday, I might have a guest. Check in for that. Other than that, thank you so much for watching this. You seriously have no idea. I can't believe that people still watch this shit. I still can't believe that you tune in and spend some time with me, and it fills my heart up every single time. So thank you. I am eternally grateful to you. I hope that I have given you something today. Missed this great episode. Thanks, Nikki. Nice to see you again, dude. It's been too long. It's nice having you here. It's an enjoyable time. Hey, Jabberaki! What's going on, girl? How you doing? Take it easy, everybody. Good times. Good talks. See you on the next episode. Why are we leaving? Bray! I'm sorry, Bray. It's, you can watch the video back, but I've been streaming for like an hour. This is a podcast. I can't go for longer than an hour. People's attention spans. You gotta think of them. But Bray, shout outs to you. Love you too, Moxie Fox. Peace. Also, Bray, if you want to come check out the podcast, come out on Saturday. I believe 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time is when we'll do it. 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Saturday. Love y'all. I love you. Bye. 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 Take that, Backstreet Boys, or NSYNC, whichever one sang that. All right. It's over.